Now, Adam Sterling on CFAX 1070.
John Horgan calling an election for the 24th day of October. There's a lot of feedback yesterday. I actually was surprised at how viscerally I felt it, as I realized that, you know, among the many critics who, because the virus was dangerous and scary, have refrained largely from criticizing the government to try to shore up social trust, keep people calm, et cetera, et cetera. The side effect of that was seeing the government's poll numbers go into the stratosphere. Again, not earned, but given. And then, you know, to see the government sort of pull the pin at the last minute and lock itself in for 4 years of unaccountable power right as the pandemic is streaking out of control, I find that to be very emotionally unsatisfying. But hey, that's just one person. I want to bring in an expert to talk about this. Professor Alan Tupper, Department of Political Science, University of British Columbia. He's an expert on Western politics, political parties in Canada, and of course, elections as well. Professor, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Your thoughts on yesterday's announcement and the reaction we've seen?
Well, it's an interesting effort to consolidate the NDP's powers, and there's not much else to say about it. It seems driven primarily by the NDP government's view of its polling numbers, which we don't see all of, but we hear that they're strong both for the premier personally and for the, I think, as you implied, Adam, in the handling of the COVID-19 problems. A lot of people won't see a demand or need for an election beyond that, and I'm sure the opposition parties will be making that an issue itself. The other thing, it's an odd thing to have this election. There's no, other than the sort of general sense that everybody's in on, that the COVID-19 matters and it's got to be brought under control and it's a worldwide thing and a Canada-wide thing, there's no other issue. And it's an issue that doesn't really divide people deeply in British Columbia, certainly not along party lines, as far as we know. So anyway, it's a politically driven election. We'll see. It's also an election that will have a very different format. There'll be no a lot less campaign events. There'll be no leaders' tours. There'll be much media emphasis on this, a lot of social media coverage and so on. The polls will have to be set up differently. Some people may be deterred from going, so you got that whole issue going there as well, and how that might play out to favor one party or another.
I wanted to get your thoughts on campaigning. Now, the vote itself, I think, can be done relatively safely without substantial concerns of COVID-19 transmission. Campaigning, though, is a completely different kettle of fish. Anybody who's actually been involved in politics will tell you that wearing out pairs of shoes, knocking on thousands of doors before a campaign, introducing yourself to as many people face-to-face as possible, that's how you win. That's what matters, not the brilliant post that somebody puts on social media. I can't see political parties willingly giving up a tactic that they know gives them a winning edge, even if there are COVID concerns. What do you think?
Well, I broadly agree with you. You've got to have a conventional campaign. People are used to it. They're used to all sorts of things, neighborhood meetings, all those kinds of things. People are coming at their door, etc. And it just can't be done through media. And, you know, we'll have a leaders' debate on television of some sort, I would imagine, and we'll see how that goes. But, you know, those are interesting, but not really decisive debates. So you're quite right. You got to get out in people's faces, and you got to establish yourself. There's a lot of new people running in this election too, and that's going to be an interesting phenomenon. Are you just going to sort of say this is a strong NDP or Liberal riding? Whoever we run will win. Or are you going to really pick a strong government and so on and so forth? So you got a lot of things on the plate here. You have the recent event in New Brunswick where they dealt with the polls correctly, as you suggested. I don't think the polls per se will be an issue, but they could well be for some. But the broader campaign is where it matters, the COVID thing.
Yeah, and that's where I'm concerned about, because they say stick to your six, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, anybody who knows how real-world politics works knows that if you don't meet hundreds of strangers in a couple of days of door-knocking, you're not doing it right.
Well, and you have all sorts of problems, or not problems, but dimensions of that in for example, Vancouver, where a lot of people live in high-rises, and that whole form of campaigning is not really yet mastered by any political party, federal or provincial, in Canada or other countries, for that matter. So you got lots of stuff going on, and that would probably make it harder for people in those kind of ridings, the core downtown ones, to engage. So much to be discussed here, and but I think the core question remains. You don't really have an issue. You've got an election issue when most people are on side about the government's behavior. Yeah. And I think I heard somebody, I think it might have been you in your introduction, it's not a divisive issue. And I think most parties are getting good, government parties are getting good reviews from citizens about the way they've handled this. Certainly in Ontario, you've seen the Ford government getting good reviews.
Yes.
Doesn't mean people will vote for it in a normal provincial election. So we don't know where this is going to go.
Now, I want to ask your thoughts on the prospects of the Greens surviving this election politically. This is day 7 of Sonia Fursanow's leadership, and she started day 6 with John Horgan essentially plunging everything into chaos. I don't know how a political party that didn't even know who its leader was going to be until the day before yesterday, or excuse me, seven days ago, I should say, would have a plan in place for campaigning during COVID and having it all work for 32 days from now. Is that even possible?
Well, I think that's one of the logics of this thing. I think the premier saw this as an opportunity not only to consolidate his power, excuse me, but to do so by basically knocking out the Greens and coming down to a two-party fight.
Yeah.
I think for all the reasons you say, you have a Green Party which was in this odd coalition or whatever we were calling it with the government, and we forget we're still in a minority situation of sorts. And so I think it was just a desire to eliminate that part of it and get them back into the NDP.
Polling suggests that the NDP will win a majority, at least before the campaign. Is that your assessment?
Hard to tell. I'm in the old school of that one. We'll know what the polls mean the day after when we count the votes.
Fair enough.
I mean, my guess on that is the NDP has got a lot of positive polling results, but I don't know how those will hold up. We don't know when the issues. We'll see how the Well, I think the Liberals' campaign is the crucial thing. What are they going to do?
Well, what can they do? Because they haven't really been criticizing the government for months, and the government knows that.
That's, I think, one of the big problems. You basically have a consensus on the major issue, and you don't have any other issues. There's a longer-term sense about economic rebuilding and who would do a better job, but that's kind of distant for people.
Yeah, because we're in the killer pandemic, and that's job one. I can totally understand that. Yeah.
And the other thing you have is one of the big pluses for the NDP is, of course, claims that the BC NDP government has done a tremendous job handling it, but there's been a powerful resurgence, and the federal data says that BC's got the highest per capita rate of infection now. So this is not exactly a powerful basis to move forward with. They're going to have to tighten up on people's behavior and all that sort of stuff. And you got a major problem, which is, I think, pretty well known, with the government and the school teachers, which is never where they want to be, and that's not exactly a new issue.
Well, and they're so upset that they filed a complaint with the Labor Relations Board because they think the government's put them in an unsafe situation. That's serious.
Exactly, and a lot of parents have deep stakes in that question. They have to go back to work in many instances. They anticipate the schools. They cannot take more time off and all those kinds of things. So it's a big question, and they're very concerned, parents, with the health of their students, their children and as students in the school, and that's what the school teachers are saying too. So you've got a big mess over there, and that's going to be very difficult. Several other provinces have delayed their returns or stopped their returns to school. I think Quebec put the blocks on it after a week or so. So anyway, you got all that to cope with, and that would not be a good thing to happen for the government. So, you know, they are really put a lot of stake on what they've done so far. They've got a lot of problems now with the rising numbers. And we'll see, though, again, whether that's a political issue or not, or it's a policy issue. That's a big difference.
Alan Tupper, Professor, Department of Political Science, University of British Columbia. Thank you for the benefit of your knowledge and insight, Professor. Any final thoughts?
No, it's going to be interesting to watch it for those of us who care about these things. And I'm not sure how people will engage this. I'm not sure whether we'll get a big turnout or a minimal one. It could be minimal. And that's a big question. Who wins in those circumstances? So we don't know. It could be a large one, which would suggest all sorts of things. So,
Professor,
big questions.
Alan Tupper, thank you for your time.
Oh, very welcome. Anytime. Bye.
All right, bye now. Here we go, folks. I agree with that expert analysis, although I don't need to agree with it or disagree with it for it to be valid, but the professor has a number of interesting points. Nobody that I have talked to yet honestly believes the reasons we were given for why we're going to this election. Everybody believes, at least that I've talked to, that's convincing, that the NDP is just trying to consolidate its political power. And indeed, that is the only way I can find to satisfactorily explain all these otherwise disparate, weird data points that we have to deal with. And timing is important. For example, the complaint that the BCTF has filed with labor relations, I wonder if it'll be adjudicated and resolved, i.e. we will know which side was right, the teachers or the government, within the next 32 days. Or will it be left in flux, just due to circumstance, until it's too late to pass judgment on the government because we've already voted? I don't know. I have my suspicions. We'll find out when we find out, though. Quick break. More calls after this.